I hope there's a song in your heart. LifeSpring Family Audio Bible, episode number 287. This is the daily podcast where we're, well, you know, reading through the entire Bible in 1 year. My name is Steve Webb. I hope you're doing well today. Our reading today is Psalms 120 and 121. Shall we pray? Our Heavenly Father, I thank you today for the gift of music. As we read the Psalms, I'm reminded that you gave them to the writers as songs, and I'm so thankful that you preserved them in your word. As we read them today, let them speak to our hearts as they were meant to. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's begin. Psalms chapter 120. In my distress, I called to the Lord, and he answered me. Lord, deliver me from lying lips and a deceitful tongue. What will he give you, and what will he do to you, you deceitful tongue? A warrior's sharp arrows with burning charcoal. What misery that I have stayed in Meshech, that I have lived among the tents of Kedar. I have lived too long with those who hate peace. I am for peace, but when I speak, they are for war. Psalms chapter 121. I lift my eyes toward the mountains. Where will my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. He will not allow your foot to slip. Your protector will not slumber. Indeed, the protector of Israel does not slumber or sleep. The Lord protects you. The Lord is a shelter right by your side. The sun will not strike you by day or the moon by night. The Lord will protect you from all harm. He will protect your life. The Lord will protect your coming and going, both now and forever. Don't you just really like these short little psalms? Most of the remaining chapters in Psalms are very short, just like these are, with very few exceptions. Now, I'm sure you know that the psalms were written as songs, and I can easily see these short ones as songs that became popular to be sung not only in the temple, but as the people went about their days. Don't you have some favorite songs or choruses from your church that you find yourself singing throughout the week? I know I do. The headings in our translation for each of these chapters could be the titles of the songs. For example, the title for chapter 120 is A Cry for Truth and Peace. For chapter 121, it's The Lord Our Protector. To be sure, when these were written, they were for much more than just singing at the temple. They were the cry of the writer's heart. But in my imagination, I could almost hear a man or a woman sing these to the Lord as they go about their day, with the cares of the world weighing them down, or as they celebrate how God has blessed them in one endeavor or another. Can't you? I invite your comments. Write to me at steve@lifespringmedia.com. Tomorrow we're going to finish the book of Proverbs with the reading of chapter 31. Until then, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. I hope there's a song in your heart. Bye.